Hey, podcast listeners, before we get started, we just wanted to address some sad news about a cast member of the spinoff to Laguna Beach, Newport County. Reports are saying that Clay Adler had died around March 25th. He was 27. Our deepest condolences and thoughts to his friends and family. And now please enjoy the latest episode of the Coming Clean podcast.
There can be no Jason. Shut up. God. There will be no Jason. I really wouldn't go back out with him. That would be stupid. Okay. I swear on my grandmother's grave that I will never go back out with Jason. Ever. Well, maybe not ever. But I wouldn't go back out with him ever again. Anyways, I can't wait to go home.
Laguna Beach, Season 2, Episodes 9 and 10. Kabombshell. How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong. I miss a little rolling up inside the cocktail. Hello and welcome to the Coming Clean podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills. My name is Marty.
And I'm Sam.
And we got a big episode today and a lot to get through. So first off, let's just kick it off with some Lagoon news. I'm sorry I didn't ask how you were doing, but we're busy today. Hit me with some Lagoon news if you have any.
Well, recently, People Magazine, I think, released that our future friends Spidey, ooh, Spencer Pratt, and Heidi Montag are expecting a baby.
Ooh, that's a scary proposition.
It's not the Antichrist. It's going to be showered with many, many stones and just love hummingbirds.
We'll see how it goes in 9 months, but mazel tov to Spencer and Heidi. And also, mazel tov to Talon, who I believe his wife, I just know there's a baby Toriano either on the way or just got here, but either way, congrats, Talon.
And mazel. All
right, and so that's like adding to LC and Whitney and however many babies Jessica has now, and
Morgan, yep. Christina, yep. K-Cav.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of Laguna babies. Lagoo babies.
Yeah. They're all going to have to move back to Laguna and house all their babies.
Yeah. Laguna daycare. Okay. So big news. Lots of congratulations to the cast of Laguna Beach and the Hills. So now let's jump into our episodes. Which episodes are we talking about today?
We are talking about episode 8, which is What Goes Around, and episode 9, Cabo, Cabo, Cabo.
And that's how it's listed on the website. The production codes that we're following say episodes 9 and 10. So, again, apologies for the confusion. Blame MTV.
And just blame me for getting those episode things wrong.
Just follow the titles. The titles are right. The numbers are convoluted. What is your one takeaway from these two episodes?
One takeaway is Jason is kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get into that in a little bit, but I know we've been sort of finding excuses for him all season long, but we may have run out.
Yeah, it only took 10 episodes for us to finally start to come to our senses.
Yeah, and we'll talk about if the other characters have gotten to that point too. But my takeaway is that high school students, or drunk seniors, are scary.
It's true. Thinking about it, if I was down in Cabo for a vacation and I chose spring break just by mistake, I would be very upset.
Yeah, those were upsetting scenes, but again, this is the curmudgeon in us talking, but that was a bit much. That was a little out of control.
Yeah, our spring breaks usually entailed driving to a casino, spending maybe $20 on penny slots and then getting a flat tire on the way back.
Yes. My high school spring break consisted of driving to Blockbuster and renting a couple of DVDs and buying some, I don't know, some Maltesers or something, or some Whoppers.
Wow, got that malt beverage.
repping the balls. What?
Well, on that note, we're getting that cue from our guy.
Yep, we are. We sure are. He's telling us to get back on topic. But first, this quick break. Last time you came from, my hair was chocolate brown. Guess it's been that long. Tried to move for not. Never made it past the front one. Guess I'm not that strong.
And welcome back. Marty finally was able to deflate his balls. Back for the episode discussion. It's a heavy-filled episode, and I'm ready to dissect.
All right, so I'm going to bury the lead here a little bit, because there is a hot topic that we should be getting to, but I want to start off a little light. Ease everyone in, because there's going to be a lot of drama coming our way. But I do want to address the Alex's trying to bring the cliques back together. I know we discussed which cliques we would join a couple of episodes ago, but now it looks like
Lauren our crews Alex, are getting together.
Yeah, Lauren, Alex, and Alex M trying to find some ground, middle ground here.
Yeah, it's the power of the Al's.
Yes.
Al Borland.
Al Bundy.
Alex H. Alex M. Al Bundy.
Al Gore.
Yeah, they make the world move.
All right, well, yeah, sure. I was going to have a spinoff podcast, but I
Al Sharpton.
Yeah, we're getting political here. But, okay, I have a question. What is Kristen's problem with, what's her face? Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah.
I feel like there's some connection with Talon kind of thing, but they were friends up to like junior year. And then I think Kristen one day was just like being mean to Taylor.
Yeah, because it looked like Taylor was trying to avoid Kristen because she thinks mm-hmm. that Kristen doesn't like her, and Kristen just does not like her. And I don't know why Kristen doesn't like her. Like, I can see if Taylor was the one who was like, I hate Kristen, she's so mean to me. But for Kristen to have so much hate for her, I don't know if I missed something.
I mean, Kristen could definitely hang out with us where she has just irrational hatred towards like just random people. Like, I just don't like this person now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's not like Kristen is serious about Talon for Talon to be the thing.
No, and I think like Kristen actually like one day was like, I'm kind of annoyed with Taylor and mm-hmm. I just don't like her anymore. She might think Taylor's fake.
Okay.
All right. I think Taylor is just super nice.
Right, I do too. Yeah, I mean, she has not shown anything to, I don't know, to give Kristen a reason to get mad at her.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what kind of went on before, but I'm just glad that the Alexes can kind of go to a diner and then plan this whole bonfire and finally call each other, because that's all they wanted to do was hang out with each other.
Yeah, so a little peace offering there, and they, like you mentioned, they went to a bonfire, which is, you know, we saw that
symbolic.
Last season. Yeah, we saw that last season, and now we have another one, and the gang's all together cooking some wieners and some marshmallows.
Yeah, sticking, somebody brought the spears for the wieners.
Yeah, so
too many wiener jokes were being flown around, and I know it was a high school party, but it was just one after the other. I don't think people had normal conversations other than just wiener jokes.
Yeah, which I mean, now thinking back at when my I mean my high school crew got together, I mean, pretty similar lines of conversation there for the at least for the
mean,
guys.
yeah, and then when somebody had to bring get the buns, and then you're like, oh, where's the buns? And then, of course, if you're the person going and grab the buns, you gotta show your buns,
Oh.
your own buns.
I don't think we went that far, but all right.
Well, not. I'm just saying, it's just
All
common courtesy.
right, so did you think that the bonfire worked in terms of bringing people together?
Yes, in two senses. One, it brought Jason and Jessica back together.
Okay, we'll get to that.
And then two, I think it did. It kind of, Kristen kind of explained it. She's like, I had a good time. I didn't fight with anybody, and none of my beef was squashed, but I just didn't have a bad time with anybody. So I feel like now they're more comfortable. At least she's comfortable with just being around the presence of Alex M and Taylor. And then everybody else seemed fine. It's just like the couple group of people that all always fight each other.
Yeah, it looks like Morgan S. and Spencer seem to be the ones who are.
Who's Spencer?
Spencer. Spencer's in my mind. Damn it, Spencer,
He's
again!
always there. He's always there.
Second time this
He's
show.
always there.
Sorry. Morgan S. and Cedric seem to be the ones who are sort of in the middle, and maybe Emily a little bit
Yep.
to sort of be the bridge for those two groups to come together. Because, yeah, I mean, they're all seniors. Their school seems pretty big, but I mean, they seem to overlap in terms of friend groups.
Yeah, do you think, I want to ask a question. Do you think Alex, so when Alex and Jessica went off to have their conversation, do you think they, at that moment, they squashed their beef or had an understanding with each other? Or it was just kind of like faking it to make it seem like they kind of squashed it?
I think that it's tough. It's tough to get a read because of what happens in Cabo.
Yep.
But if we're just talking about that isolated incident, I thought it was going to be, oh, okay, looks like they've settled it. At least it was discussed.
Yeah.
And if, I mean, you can't blame Jessica if he has hard feelings if her friend started going out with her ex. But at least now they've talked about it face to face. So I thought it was fine there. And then Jason comes along and, he brings some drama to the table. At least the editing tries to show that.
Yeah, it's like starting crap.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know if he's stirring the pot or I don't know. I mean, I think we've established that Jessica sort of just really thrives in the drama, even more so than anyone from last season.
Yeah,
So,
see, I mean, I was seeing it as, I kind of blamed Alex M on that one, 'cause she was like, well, I would never like kiss Jason or like if or whoever's boyfriend, whatever, or ex-boyfriend in front of the ex-girlfriend. But then when Jason
right.
shows up, she does kiss him. And I mean, that could also be editing for the show.
Yeah.
But it was seem like, I mean, it's not a small area. Like, I'm assuming it was kind of in front of her anyways. You could probably see somebody for like a mile away.
Right. Yeah, because I thought she, at least, yeah, the editing. I mean, remember last season when we were making fun of the editing because Kristen was clearly there when Elsie and Steven were having that conversation.
Yeah.
But now it was like there weren't really any angles shown where Jessica was actually looking at them, and it looked like they were pretty close to the parking lot when they were canoodling.
Yeah, pretty suspect.
Yeah, so I mean, a little bit of some magic of editing there, but again, still burying the lead here because I'm not quite done with this segment yet. Let's fast forward a little bit to, because this will segue into what we want to talk about, the dinner that the Alexes had with their friends, so the four of them.
Yep, Kristen, Alex H, Alex
Alex
M,
and
and
Taylor.
Taylor.
Yep. So they're having dinner. It started off kind of awkward, but nothing, I guess nothing brings enemies together like some nice gossip.
Yeah, everybody was all over that stuff.
Yeah, so set the stage here. Talk about the phone call and the text that Alex M. got.
Sure, it was just simple small talk, pretty awkward. Just like Taylor was just trying to ask where people were going to school, but it was kind of forced. And then we finally get a little phone call, a little ring-a-ding-ding to Alex M. And whoever she was talking to, I guess, didn't want to text it. Yeah, didn't want to text it for verification reasons. Smart on her part. No trail.
Yep.
And we come to find out that Jessica and Jason were canoodling somewhere, and Cammy walked in on them, kissing. I think Jason was just supposed to kiss Jessica on the neck, but then kind of spiraled into that they hooked up. And so it kind of – and then once Alex told everybody, Kristen was kind of like shocked. Like she looked kind of concerned for Jessica, where she was like –
yes.
It was either a mix of, all right, like that's super wrong on Jessica's part, mm-hmm. but it's also like concerned that she kind of wanted to defend Jessica.
And also, this is such a great story.
Yeah, it was just like – do you feel the flames, or like who's on your side? You're stuck, you're trying to be friends with these new people, like do you kind of just play it cool? Or I mean, if Jessica was really, I mean, if what's her name, Kristen, was Jessica's like true friend, she should have like got up, threw water in Alex's face, and then like stormed off.
Right, but I mean, you want to get all the deets there.
Yeah, I also think that Kristen and Alex are sick of Jessica's business with Jason.
Yeah.
So at this point, they're like, all right, you made your bed, you might as well lie in it.
Right. Okay, so this is a good segue then, now that Alex has found out about Jason's shenanigans. So let's talk about Jason being shady. So that did not take long. I think they just got together about 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, which is probably about a month from like my timeline.
Right, so it didn't last that long.
Nope.
About the same time. Well, I guess it was. No, Jessica and Jason were about 3 months or so.
Yeah, because they were a little before Christmas. This is before spring break, which is around probably mid to late February. They right. probably started dating around like mid of January.
No, they started dating middle of February because it was after Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. So when, I guess March?
Yeah, so probably around March, yeah.
Or April, I guess. Yeah, April. Now is spring. Yeah, so, yeah, we're right. About yeah. a month and a half.
Yeah, and then maybe plus minus another couple of weeks when, you know, he was cheating, or sort of cheating on Jessica. So
emotionally cheating on Jessica.
Yeah, so I'm guessing the clock started there for Jason when he was about to get sick of whoever he was with. But I don't understand. I mean, when she confronted him about their relationship, I thought they were officially together, and why when she asked him, was he like, oh, yes and no?
Well, that was after he hooked up with Jessica again.
Yeah.
And I think she was questioning, like, if you do this action, like, cheat on me, do you really want to be with me like full-heartedly, or do you just want to like hang out, hook up kind of thing? And I think he wants the latter, where he doesn't really have a girlfriend, he's not tied down,
right?
But he doesn't know how to say that because he's one, emotionally stunted, and has a really small basis of vocabulary and he can't formulate proper sentences, so he just says yes and no, not being able to explain himself.
Yeah, I complimented him last week about, oh, he actually looks more engaged when he's talking to Alex, but he has gone into Jessica mode when talking to Alex in these 2 episodes. Back to the one-word answers.
Yeah, he just doesn't like being either wrong or in trouble, and he kind of like turns into it, like he turtles, trying to weasel his way out of it, and then hopefully either the girl talks herself into a circle and like comes back to him, or they just break up, and then he's okay with both.
Yeah, I mean, just don't... Well, I mean, props to him for defining the relationship, but if you don't want your relationship to be defined that way,
yeah,
then just tell him you're hooking up or just hanging out.
He defines it too well.
Yeah, he takes a couple of steps too much, or too... Yeah, too much. Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say, yeah. But yeah, he's taking it a little too far, and it's just causing problems for everyone. And
he keeps it 100.
Is he though?
100% relationship for like a day.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess if he, yeah, I'm just struggling with where his head's at. Well, I guess everyone is on the show.
So here, I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a mix of Jason. And there seems to be two sides to the situation. Are you on the side that it's okay that Alex M starts dating Jason right away? That, oh, it's right after a breakup, like you guys aren't together, clearly we're a better fit, so we start dating? Or you're on the idea that Kristen was stating that if I broke up with Steven, that it would be wrong for her friends to then start dating or hook up with Steven? Which they both said that they're, Kristen and Jessica and Alex said that was an unwritten rule, but then also Taylor and Alex also said there's an unwritten rule about hooking up with somebody's boyfriend.
Well, that's just don't be a homewrecker, is that
part? Yeah, so it's like don't be a homewrecker, but then you're making a home with your ex-boyfriend, like that's also wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference here because I think Jessica is much closer, or Kristen is much closer to Jessica and Alex Lauren H. So that would be really wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jessica and Alex M were super close. So I think that was fair game because, to quote Ross Geller, they were on a break. So I think that was fair game. So both were valid points, but I mean, at least they didn't show that they were that close. I mean, if they were super close, then yeah, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, I was kind of in the part where both people were right, and that you just don't mess with Jason.
Like, yeah, I mean, Jason's...
after that, and then you don't like Jason is toxic waste.
Yeah, especially because Alex has seen sort of Jason do it to Jessica with her.
Yeah,
you know what to expect, so she shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, see, I think she's surprised because either she thought she could change Jason or that he actually truly liked her over, like, he never really liked Jessica. Maybe she thought that they would be okay. But I guess not.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a complex guy.
Yeah, he's a baffling sort.
Okay, so before we fly or drive to Mexico, I have another quick question. So after the dinner that the four women had, Kristen and Lauren Alex were talking to Jessica, and why did she lie about not hooking up with Jason?
Well, that's the thing, is who do we believe? Is it somebody just starting a rumor, or is it Jessica's a liar?
Well, she had the marks to prove it, and she admitted it to Emily.
Yeah, see, that's another thing, is we're going to get into that once we get into Cabo. I think those are two, because, well, for everybody's notice, she had a hickey in Cabo, but I don't think those two are related, because she didn't have a hickey when they're asking Jessica about it. So this could have been a reoccurring thing.
Right.
Which I think it might have been. Maybe it happened again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever edited it did not establish that. They made it seem like that just that one time.
Yeah. Yeah, we were making it, made it seem like it's only one time, but I'm on this conspiracy train that I think it happened more than once.
Yeah, that makes sense. So okay, let's go to Cabo then. So plenty.
Well, wait, well, why do you think Jessica lied?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Especially I think Jessica's just trying to save her butt somehow.
Yeah, but if she was going to be honest with anyone, it would have been to those two.
Yeah, I guess it's easier to just deny.
Yeah, and if she's going to lie to them, maybe they're not that close, and maybe, you know.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a little bit of falling out. Maybe she knew that they were eating with Alex and Taylor, or Jessica knew that, and it was kind of like, oh, crap, like, I'm in bad shape right now.
Yeah, and she wasn't really hanging out with them otherwise.
Yeah, and Kristen has been pretty judgmental or very vocal about her relationship with Jason, so maybe she just didn't want to, you know, say anything, and then you know everybody's going to get down your throat, and she didn't want to listen to it.
Yeah, but yeah, she's damn it, Jessica.
Yeah, well, I'll have words for her in a little bit.
All right, so let's buy some airline tickets. Hope we don't get bumped off, and let's fly to Cabo. Let's skip all the initial daytime non-drama. So they were all partying, having fun, and night two when they
not everybody was having fun. Jessica, once again, sad Jessica, not having fun.
Yeah, I thought that was just a given that she never has fun.
Yeah, she ruined her own.
So yeah, I mean, Jessica not only was ruining her own trip, but sort of ruining Emily's trip as well.
Yeah, I feel bad for Emily. Emily got the short end of the stick with that one.
Okay, so a lot of day drinking over the 2 days. Jessica is miserable. Everyone else was having fun. Sam was made a cameo, doing some tricks on the surfboard.
Yeah, the best surfing or skimboarding I have ever seen.
Yeah, he was definitely a lot better than everyone else on that show.
He put Steven to shame.
Well, yeah. Even like Trey and Talon, who were both pretty decent surfers.
Yeah, no, Sam absolutely rips. High points in my book.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought that would be enough to divert Kristen's attention away from Talon, but, you know, they ended up hooking up, so we'll see how that shakes up. Didn't really show a lot of that this week, but maybe next week we'll see more of Kristen and Talon.
Yeah, it's they're laying some groundwork. There could be a Taylor and Kristen fight happening, maybe. Just maybe, but not today.
Yeah, not today. The only fight that we're concerned about here is Alex M. seeking out Jessica.
Oh my, heat-seeking missile.
I mean, I've been on Alex's side this whole time, but I was not a fan of how she handled the situation.
No, that was just being a drunk high school kid. She just went right after Jessica. And I also didn't really like how Jessica handled the situation. Like,
she just took it.
Yeah, Jessica, get some confidence. And if somebody's telling you to call yourself something, just, like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Or just, like, walk away.
Like, yeah, or be like, hey, I mean, it sounds more like your problem. Like, he sort of obliged when I asked. He could have said no if you were actually in a good relationship. Maybe he wouldn't have done that. Like, something like that. Some pushback, Jessica. Come on.
Yeah. Grow a spine.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you're so scared, like, if you're scared about fighting and she, like, hits you and beats you up, guess who's going to help you? Celino and Barnes. They handle cases all across North America and Mexico.
Celino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait, call 8.
Hashtag not yet a sponsor. But
yeah, imagine.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, either walk away or stand up for yourself, but she just sort of took it and gave Alex the satisfaction.
Yeah, really. And then, yeah, it's... And then just on Alex M's part, that you just ruined probably another, like, 40 people's kind of vacation. You definitely ruined Emily's.
Yeah.
She even told her. She's like, if you go fight with Jessica right now, it's going to ruin my vacation.
Right. And she don't care. Cash me outside.
No, it was like in one fall swoop, she's like, hold my everything, hold my shoes, hold my sandals, I'm about to go kill this person.
Yeah, which is weird, because wasn't her threat to all of her friends was the, yo, she better not, like, come up to me or something like that, like, I better not see her, but then she goes looking for her.
Well, she heard rumblings, because when everybody kind of got there, it was like all little muskrats popping their heads up out of the hole in, like, the Serengeti. They're like, Jessica's here? Jessica's here? And it was just like word of mouth. Everybody starts turning their heads and trying. I think it was probably that people probably goaded it on. Word of mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, have you never been in a club and then somebody's like, yo, somebody's here, and then you're like, all right, they better not step to me. And then you go guys dance battle. And eventually you go and join another dance crew, and then you guys take down the champions and become state champion steppers.
To answer your question, no, I have never been into a club. Okay. Not my scene.
Yeah. Funny thing is, clubs, not as much dancing as I would expect.
Really?
Well, like dance battles. Not enough of those.
Oh, okay. I was gonna the $300 cover charge.
Everybody's just depressed when you go into a club.
Yeah, not my scene. Find me at the pub.
Cash me outside at the pub.
Yeah, I'm the one drinking the High Lifes. Yeah, and only pay $6 for it.
For a bucket.
Yeah. But yeah, so not the best way for either of them to really approach this confrontation. That was just an ugly fight.
No, but I also was like kind of giddy for it. Like this whole episode, I just was kind of like, ooh, like antsy the whole time. Like, what's going down? And like, I knew something was going to happen, and finally did it. It didn't disappoint in the terms of drama, though.
Oh yeah, this is pretty much peak Laguna Beach. I know I think we mentioned it
a couple. Yeah, Cabo is like the pinnacle.
Yeah, so again, if you're not watching along with us, I would say go and watch the Cabo episode. It's well worth your 22 minutes.
Yeah, any kind of Cabo is all good with me.
Yeah, so anything else about Cabo that we had missed, or the fights that we had missed that you want to bring up here?
Just a couple things. Jessica trying to lay the groundwork. Back with Jason, giving him a voicemail. Pre-fight.
Yeah, thirsty.
And that, as alluded in from our intro, Jason is apparently done. Well, Jessica's done with Jason, but is she really? ?
Yeah, I'll sell that. But final question before we go into break here. How much did Jessica spend in minutes there? I don't think roaming charges were a thing back then yet.
No, yeah, you have to get long distance on that. Or I don't even think you can buy like a plan package.
Yeah, so she really wanted to leave to talk to him if she was spending these international charges on a voicemail.
Yeah. I mean, her parents are probably paying for it, so I don't think it's a problem.
Oh, true. Well, they could have used that $20 to conceal her hickey.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this was... We're positive it's a hickey.
Yes.
But she said it looked like a birthmark. Oh, okay, so...
Yeah, she said when they were on the balcony with Cedric and Emily, she was talking about being afraid of Alex. She was like, yeah, what's she going to do? She's going to give me a black eye? Now I have a hickey to match a black eye to match my hickey. That's really cute.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a great line. I was laughing.
Cool, because the hickey moved around. Unless it was just the angle of it, because at one point you're looking at Jessica on the left side of her, and nothing was there, and it was on the right side earlier in the day, and then it moved to the left side. So I think that was makeup, but I'm not positive.
It was right on the goozle. The goozle was moving.
Yeah, it was pretty close. So maybe it was just the placement of the neck and whatnot, but I'm not totally convinced. I don't trust these MTV people. I think it was definitely makeup, and they're trying to cause some stimulated drama. It just moved around too much, but who knows? Maybe it's camera angles. I don't know.
All right, well, again, if there's anyone from the crew or the cast who wants to fill us in on this, give us a call. Well, don't give us a call. I'm still waiting for Jen Bunny. But reach out to us.
You can always hit us up on coming.clean.pod@gmail.com.
And at comingcleanpod on all the social media. So go and write that message as we go on this little break. We'll keep checking these emails, and we'll be right back. Part of me is permanently bound to you. All right, welcome back. So we got a couple more things to talk about here that we did not get to. A couple of segments that you're familiar with. So let's start off with how mean was Kristen this week?
She actually, I'm going to give her a 2. Mm-hmm. I think she was a little mean where it's the mean. She's only mean because I guess she doesn't just care about any of this drama anymore, which is really refreshing.
Right.
And that she kind of dumped Jessica as a friend for now. That's kind of mean. Right. But on the most part, she basically made up with our old arch rivals, Alex M. and Taylor. Had a good time. Didn't really actually cause any drama over the two episodes.
Yeah, seemed really concerned about the
Jessica being...
The Jessica getting hooking up with Jason.
Yeah, I think Kristen was like, I'm going to fall back on this episode and let everybody else kind of have issues.
Yeah, she did sort of take a step back. The only really mean thing, and I'm going to give her like a 1 or a 2, whatever, doesn't really matter, but very low on the scale here, was when she was making fun of Casey on the beach for wearing high heels, which I guess it wasn't mean because it was right. Like, don't wear high heels on the beach.
No, it's California. Don't wear high heels at all. Sandals for days.
All right, and now that you're giving out the California vibe, I think it's only appropriate to talk about one of our favorite characters in a segment that our hashtag Resident Emo coined, and what we like to call That's What She Said. So, what do you think about said this week?
I have mixed feelings, actually.
Ooh. Interesting.
I thought he was kind of funny when he was hanging on the balcony, like staring off into the sunset with Jessica and Morgan S. Just kind of like hanging out, kind of funny. Like,
Emily.
Where he was just like, man, I love this place. It was just kind of goofy hanging out. But I would like to say that he is definitely not a Trey, not a Low, or not a Polster. He's I'm going to rescind that title from him because clearly Jessica had a terrible time at the bonfire and Cedric was there. And then Jessica had a whole terrible time no matter what. And Ced was there all the time. So maybe the power of Jessica being sad is too much.
Yeah, I think we touched on this before. We're going to need all three of them plus Cedric plus like Jesus Christ himself to... to make Jessica to like overrule the sadness of Jessica.
Yeah, I've had to take so much Lipitor after Jessica. Oh. I don't even know is Lipitor for the heart.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's for like high blood pressure.
Yeah, her sadness made my blood pressure rise, so I had to take a couple Lipitors.
Well, yeah. The only thing I would add for Cedric was, he was the only one who made a shot in basketball.
respect.
Yeah.
He hit that like crazy like jump hook kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty sick.
Bricking shots all over the place.
Yeah, what a terrible game of horse they were playing.
Yeah.
Just out there baking in the sun, and then like nobody can make a shot.
Hey, reminds me of when we used to play basketball.
Yeah, but we were all defense.
No, we were playing under the sun in the Upper East Side.
Oh yeah, that didn't last very long.
Yeah, by the highway.
We'd go at like dusk and be like, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
Playing in the cage.
Yeah.
That's for
Rucker Park adjacent.
Yeah, esque. Yeah. All right, so got those guys out of the way, but now I think it's time to crown our MVP. MVP of the week.
My MVP is Alex M. For all the reason... Oh, yeah, clap it up. Big praise. I think she conquered her beast of Jessica. She was able to lay down the law. Nobody's going to take her out. She's the boss. And that I like to see that even when she confronted Jason, she was like, I guess we're not together. And finally, actually, for once, Jason got put in his place instead of somebody keeps, you know, in a constant cycle. She was able to break free of that, yeah. You know, Jason's power.
True. So props to Alex M., your first MVP of the week, I believe.
Yes, very first. It took her a while. She was on some shaky ground for a little while.
Yeah, and she was like close seconds for others. So my MVP is the other Alex Lauren H., whatever her name is, for just trying to make that effort to bring the groups together and making the first call to Alex M.
Yeah, making the world a better place, one bonfire at a time.
Yeah, and again, she was the reasonable one, whether she was talking about Jessica or Talon. And also, she's really self-deprecating about herself. I really like her humor. She's very funny. In, yeah. Like, a low-key way.
Yeah, she always has, like, little barbs that you have to listen for.
Yeah, and she's also freaking tall.
Yeah, 6'8".
All right, well, congratulations to the Alexes for being our MVPs of the week. Presents are in the mail, Sam. That's all you.
Yeah, I've increased the budget. You guys are getting trophies and chocolates because it means I love you.
Ooh, how about that?
Well, yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I have no transition here. We'll love to have you stick around for our next segment where Sam tries to tease my brain with some historical questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's trivia time, and we have today in history. Marty, are you ready to answer questions about September 12th and 19th of 2005?
Great days. My favorite days.
Yeah. Currently, Marty is leading 6-2, and hopefully I can bring some stumpifications his way.
Never.
All right, Marty. Question number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. On September 19th, this isolated country agreed to stop building nuclear weapons in exchange for aid and cooperation. Come to find out, this was a lie, and they are still trying to build nukes to this day. Who is this country?
Is it... I was about to say Kim Jong-un. Is it North Korea or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea?
It is North Korea.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Happy belated birthday to the eternal leader, Kim Il-sung.
Do I have to report you, sir? You still on that regulation?
Please don't put me on any lists, please.
I'm going to throw you over the wall. All right, Marty is now leading 7-2. I did not make that question hard enough. All right. Question number two. This country decided to disengage and demolish multiple settlements from this very sought-after strip of land. No, this land isn't Vegas. Also, this country has a muffin named after it. What is this country?
You're asking for the country, not this trip.
Correct. I'm asking for the country.
Is it named after a muffin?
Yeah, it's a joke muffin.
Is it? Is it?
It is, once I explain it to you.
Okay. Oh, this could go horribly wrong. Is it Israel?
It is Israel.
Oh. Okay, what's the joke?
Dang. Have you seen, like, Muffins, the YouTube video?
No.
Oh, it's like Muffins, and the guy goes, Israeli and Palestine conflict muffin. Imaginary muffin. Ooh. You've never seen Muffins?
No.
Have you seen Shoes?
Yes. Oh, same guy?
Yeah, same guy. Oh, okay. But he does one about muffins.
Oh, okay. I didn't like Shoes, so...
Well, check out Muffins.
All right. Yeah, two for two.
It's better than Shoes.
Okay.
Okay. Now Marty's leading 8-2. On to question number 3. Do you know sports?
Maybe.
All right. On September 12th, this Ranger, New York Ranger legend, announced his retirement on ESPN Radio. He was bald, but didn't make a mess out of the situation.
Is it bald?
Yeah, this guy's like super bald.
Is it? I don't know much hockey outside of Wayne Gretzky and Charlie Conway. Is it Mark Messier?
It is Mark Messier.
I think you said mess, right?
Yeah, I did. Right, that, nice. That was a good hint. I was just going to go with he was bald, but...
Could have been anyone.
Could have been, yeah. Could have been a lot of people. All right. Now Marty's leading 9-2, taking a commanding lead. And he might possibly go 5-for-5 on this one. Now on to some music. Question number 4. September 19th was the second day of this hip-hop song, Rain, on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 2005. The artist featured a dead guy that was impersonated by someone else. Also, this artist doesn't have to worry about this song title anymore. What is this song?
Is it, oh, is this Gold Digger?
It is Gold Digger. She take my money!
Oh, man. Nice.
Nice. Yeah, good job. I think I do too well of hints.
No, this hint was a little tough. Yeah, a little tougher.
All right. Marty finally hit the double digits, and I'm still at 2.
And you answered first, right? You had a week's head start.
Yes, I did. It's kind of a bummer. All right. On to question number 5. Also music.
Okay.
This song topped the alternative songs chart in September 2005. This cartoon band blasted into the mainstream status with this feel-good hit, bringing sunshine in a bag to everyone.
Are you asking for the band or the song?
Sorry, what is the song?
Is it Clint Eastwood?
No, it is Feel Good Inc.
Oh, damn it.
The Gorillaz.
Oh, dang it.
Marty capping off of 4-5 questions right, keeping the lead at 10-2.
I apologize to Stephen J. His favorite band is that band, and I messed it up. We probably played it many times in the car.
I thought his favorite band was Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, I mean, one of those.
No, sorry, LCD Sound System.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least when we were in high school, he was all about the Gorillaz.
You would be.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good music, let's finish up this song and we'll ride up into the sunset. All right, and that song was Bound to You by Jocelyn Alice. Find this and more on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, or wherever you buy or stream music. You can find her on social media at I Am Jocelyn Alice. That's IAMJOCELYNALICE. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links, as always, will be in the description because that's probably easier. So before we go, Sam, do you have any recommendations for the good people of the podcast?
I do. I'm going to recommend Poke Works. It's a basically
Pokemon.
No, that's next week. Just always sticking with the food thing. I recently came across this place, Poke Works, where it's like a Chipotle-esque place where you get tuna or chicken over rice with a bunch of different veggies, Asian veggies, and you get to pick a sauce, as many little add-ons as you want. It's very good, healthy for you. Tuna, good source of protein.
Is this just in New York?
I think there is, but I don't think it's a chain, but there's always poke spots around everywhere now, so.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, so if you're in New York, actually, the locations are New York, California, Washington, Boston, Virginia, Chicago, Canada. That means all of Canada. Texas, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Come on. Get to the Twin Cities, man. All right.
It's in Canada, so it's close enough.
Oh, true. And Chicago. That's close enough.
Yeah.
All right. And I will recommend YouTube.com/Coachella. By the time this comes out, it'll be up to weekend two. But they're doing a really cool live stream where you have access to all three stages and you can pick. You can pretty much set your own Coachella schedule and pick the bands you want in advance, and your live stream will update based on your selection. So that's pretty cool for those not at Coachella.
Yeah, why pay the ticket when you can stay at home and
have a better view?
Yeah.
Sit there.
Just less friends.
That's fine.
Yep.
Sit here with my best friend, Miller. He lives the high life.
Oh.
All right, so Sam, let's finish this off here strong. Where can the good people find us?
Well, if you can't find us on our MySpace, the second place best to find us is at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you always want to support us, we love getting your contributions at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Or send us, you know, a little love note. Tell us how awesome we are. Or if you don't, you can always send them there too at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And always on top of that, always rate, comment, subscribe, send it to your friends, pass it along. This whole Laguna Beach in the hills is a movement. Ride along. Yeah, ride along with us.
And shouts to those who have rated and commented and subscribed. We really appreciate it. And keep a tuning. So before we go, special thanks, as always, to Radical Something for our theme songs, California and California Part 2. Always remember, Sam, what do the good people gotta do?
You gotta hashtag rep the red.
See you next week. Worldwide peace. Sipping vino with Dan Marino.